Could we be close or getting close to an HIV vaccine? News early this morning from a 16,000-person, six-year trial in Thailand. An experimental HIV vaccine has, for the first time, cut the risk of infection. Joining us is Donald G. McNeil, Jr., science reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Donald. Tell us a little bit more about how this this six-year test was conducted.
Well, this was an incredibly complicated trial. It's the biggest of an AIDS vaccine in history. This is not like, you know, testing a flu shot. Half of the 16,000 men and women in the trial got six different shots of two different vaccines. The rest got placebos, and then both groups were followed for 3 years, given AIDS tests regularly. And at the end of the 3 years, 74% of those who got placebo were infected with AIDS, and only 51 of those who got the vaccine were infected with AIDS. It doesn't sound like a very big difference, but scientists say that statistically this is a significant enough difference so that they can say it means a 31.2% lesser chance of getting infected with AIDS.
But can we be sure that this is accurate and that we can replicate it?
Well, I mean, replicating it would take another $100 million, another 6 years, another 16,000 people. It would have to be done in another country because this was specifically tested against a clade of the HIV virus that circulates in Southeast Asia. You'd want to test it in the United States or in Africa. They both have different clades. So it would be very hard to replicate. It would be hard to replicate, but it would be expensive and take a long time. But what it does is scientists say it basically opens a door. For 20 years, everybody said, you know, there's never going to be an AIDS vaccine because the AIDS virus attacks the very part of the immune system. The trick, if you could, you can't really knock that out effectively because a vaccine is meant to mount an immune response. So this shows, even though they don't know why, that it might be possible. They don't know how it works, but it sort of shows.
That's good news in on its own. Donald G. McNeil, Jr., New York Times science reporter. Thank you so much.